Okay, this is what you get under freedom of information. Now, a group of us went after, is Larry Bryant here? Called Citizens Against UFO Secrecy, went after the CIA, we want all your UFO information, we don't have any, you do too, we do not, we argue back and forth, we go to court, do a search, gentlemen. They come back to court after saying they had nothing on UFOs, they found 900 pages of stuff. None of it above secret, there should have been. They gave us a list of 57 other documents, which they couldn't release, that came from other organizations. Everybody was collecting data, including 18 from the super secret National Security Agency. We file a Freedom of Information Act request. They just list them by dates. We want these 18 documents. You can't have them. National Security, go away. We appeal. They deny. We go to court. Judge says, do a search. They come back to court. How many UFO documents did you find, gentlemen of the NSA? 239, Your Honor. We knew about 18. But 79 come from other agencies. Interestingly enough, 23 from the CIA, which didn't find them when it did its search. I wonder why. Such nice guys, the CIA. I'm not feeling good about some of these agencies today. All right. We say if you do the subtraction, that's 160. They threw out four as not responsive. Fine, we'll take the 156. Guys, you're not listening. It's national security. Sources and methods information. We cannot release it. Go away. We're going in circles, so we try a legal ploy, this president. We ask that they show the documents to the judge so he can determine whether they're properly invoking national security. They absolutely refuse to show him any of the documents. Instead, they provided him with a 21-page top secret plus affidavit justifying the withholding, which he got to see in chambers our lawyer didn't get to see. American justice at its finest. The judge was so impressed with that affidavit that he agreed they should not release the documents, saying the public interest in disclosure is far outweighed by the potential danger of the security of the United States should this information be released. National security and flying saucers. We appealed to the Federal Court of Appeals. They normally take 2 months. 5 days after seeing the same affidavit, they agreed with the lower court. Tried to go to the Supreme Court. They wouldn't hear the case. We filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the NSA for the affidavit. We got it. Phil Klass gets very angry at me for showing this document. You see two pages of it there, but, you know, maybe those are the worst two pages. So you start going through it. You expect some censorship. All this fuss got to be soft. And as you can see, pretty soon it gets pretty heavy. And pretty soon there ain't nothing there you can read. It's 75% blacked out. But there's no secrets about UFOs. Now, there's a footnote. There's actually two footnotes. Naturally, I filed with the CIA for their 23 UFO documents that the NSA had found. I hope I brought the document with me. Dear. Hope I didn't leave it outside. And I might have. Not too smart. Oh, there it is. My favorite document. I applied to them for their 23 documents. They're supposed to reply within 10 working days. 35 months later, they responded. Well, they work 15 minutes a day. What do you expect? They agreed to release 9 of the documents. I was ecstatic until I looked at them. They were press abstracts of Eastern European newspaper articles about flying saucers that the Russians had the day they were published. Their own 14 documents they refused to release. I appealed. 2 years later, they responded to my appeal. They agreed to release tiny portions of 3 of the documents. Now, what do I mean by tiny? Well, there are 8 words you can read on that page. 8 words, doc reference, info location, you know, stuff like that. Now, anybody who thinks that's all they had is probably mistaken as well. They have a long history. When somebody, John Marks, the attorney, went after their information on mind control, they tossed him 400 pages. That's all there is. There isn't any more. He fussed and mussed. He practices law in Washington. They sent him another 400 pages. And more fussing and more 400 pages. Pretty soon he wound up with 40,000 pages. The initial release was 1% of what he finally got. And I have it on good authority. He still didn't get it all. So I don't expect that the CIA only had 13 documents. Now, there is a new development that may help us all. especially the American people. A new executive order, 12958, was passed April 17, 1995, dealing with how you handle old classified information. Under Bush and Reagan, the rule was, if in doubt for stuff more than 25 years old, keep it classified. The new rule says, if in doubt, declassify. And furthermore, it says everything older than 25 years is automatically declassified after 5 years, unless you've gone through it before then. So all the government agencies are scrambling. The Air Force is reviewing 250,000 pages a week to be done by April the year 2000. And the National Security Agency, in its infinite wisdom, it puts out a new package. Now you can get a much less highly censored version of the 21-page affidavit. And you can see it's much cleaner. It's still, there's some censorship there. They're getting a little more clever about how they do it. And they've tried a new game that they're playing. They decided they'd release the 156 UFO documents. Except, they're still censored too, but they decided to use whiteout instead of blackout. So you can read about two sentences, just a few words about the UFO, and all the rest is censored. But they used whiteout down here instead of blackout. So they're still playing games, and there's still no useful information there. And the guys are still lying and withholding. I think it's time we ended all that.